This follows an Alabama Supreme Court ruling that frozen embryos possess the same legal rights as children. A drive-by shooting at a city bus stop injured 8 high school students, at least one of them critically, in Philadelphia. The hunt is on for several gunmen. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow is up 170 points, the NASDAQ up 171. More details at srnnews.com.
The new FedNow system is paving the way for the digital dollar. It grants the government unprecedented access to your financial transactions. This isn't just an invasion of privacy, it's a direct assault on your liberty and hard-earned money. It's another reason why I recommend physical gold IRAs from the Birch Gold Group. I'm Lance Wallnow. I'm a news analyst and a podcaster with nearly 25 million downloads to people just like you who cherish their financial independence. A precious metals IRA can help you avoid the scrutiny of Big Brother while also preserving your retirement savings through almost anything, including economic crashes, political instability, and even hyperinflation. To find out more, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see how a gold IRA can help you. Text FAITH to 989898. Remember, there's no strings attached. Text FAITH to the number 989898 right now, and I pray you're blessed with continued prosperity.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by the Johnny Adams Law Firm. They want you to stay safe on the road. Please don't text and drive. Get to your destination safely. Your family and friends will thank you. From the Johnny Adams Law Firm.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We're going to enjoy one more quiet, comfortable day before the next storm system arrives. So for today, I think we'll see a decent amount of sunshine, a little warmer, high temperature up to about 77, low tonight 57. Tomorrow, Friday, dry through the morning hours. Risk of showers begins in the afternoon, high in the mid-70s. Widespread rain and thunderstorms Friday night and through the overnight hours until Saturday morning. Risk of locally heavy rainfall amounts and also a severe weather threat. The rain clears out by noon on Saturday. Back to cool sunshine on Sunday with a high in the low 60s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Whether you're buying a home or auto or consolidating debt, CBNS Bank's personal loans get you where you need to go. Go to cbsbank.com to find a location near you or apply online today. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
1819 News.
There was a state constitutional amendment that was written on the primary ballots during this past Super Tuesday election. The amendment would have changed the way in which the state legislature handles the two main state budgets and whether they approve the Education Trust Fund or the General Fund before or after dealing with other local bills. Currently, what's in place is that the Alabama legislature is required to get a 60% majority vote among state lawmakers before they can bypass their primary responsibility of passing the two budgets and deal with other bills. That amendment was seeking to do away with that legislative requirement. However, this past Tuesday, Alabamians voted to keep the requirement in place. They voted no for approving the amendment by a 51% to 48% vote. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Covenant Grocery Group seeks to directly support organizations and agencies that are fighting the global battle against human trafficking. They do this through funding, procuring, and advocating. You can go to covenantrescue.org for further details. They need your donations, guys. Hop on and donate.
A woman from Owens Crossroads is now charged with embezzlement. 51-year-old Heather Spear is accused of theft of property in embezzling over $70,000 from the Huntsville Eastern League. That is a youth league that involves the sports of football, basketball, cheerleading, and soccer for boys and girls. Spear is accused of stealing the money over a 2-year period. A search began on Wednesday in Dale County for a fugitive believed to be armed and dangerous. Authorities are searching for 46-year-old Burgess Flowers for violating state probation. Flowers has connections to Montgomery, Daleville, and Enterprise. U.S. Marshals are assisting in this search. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
Proud of your Jeep? Then show it off at the second annual Pusa Jeep Fest for a share of over $50,000 in prizes and a trip to Aruba. Tackle our obstacle course and take part in Show and Shine, Light Up the Night, and Turn It Up competitions. March 28th through the 30th at Wind Creek, Montgomery. New this year, sign up for the pizza eating contest. And don't miss the chance to get a photo of your Jeep taken with our 62-foot inflatable Bigfoot. Register now at windcreekmontgomery.com.
Jeep is a registered trademark of SCA US LLC. The Pusa Jeep Fest is sponsored and owned by Pusa Jeep. FCA US LLC.
It's Johnny from Sinclair's on Bond Road. We've been in business almost 30 years.
Sinclair's East, Vaughn at Taylor.
I think if you hadn't tried us, you should give us a try. We've got a great menu, offered anything from chicken fingers, wings, salads, fajitas. At lunchtime, we do great country lunch with different vegetables and different meats every day.
Sinclair's, where you get great sandwiches and our daily meat and three special at lunch, two great pasta, chicken, steaks, and seafood for dinner.
Our most popular items are, we got a soup called She Crab Soup, which is extremely popular. We've got a bunch of pasta dishes, which people love. Mediterranean chicken is my favorite.
Sinclair's.
We do live music, light stuff on Wednesdays and Thursdays, and then on Fridays and Saturdays, maybe three-piece bands or four-piece bands.
Come see why Sinclair's has seen lesser restaurants come and go over the years. Johnny Sullivan Sinclair's at the corner of Vaughn and Taylor. Find them on Facebook at Sinclair's East. Google search Sinclair's Restaurant. Sinclair's.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Filtered Radio, powered by 1819 News. To join the conversation, call 334-272-9228. Now, here's your host, Scott Beeson.
Makes our argument. Welcome back to the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. What happened to, doggone it, I lost Eric the Duck. Oh, well, maybe he'll give us a call back. We'll get that.
We got stuck on the teeth and the...
Yeah, well, Doritos.
Bad outfits.
People needed to hear about that, so I can mark that off of the list. So you wanted to talk about Wendy's.
So Wendy's, it was reported that Wendy's was going to do something called price surging.
Okay.
Okay. And this was to combat minimum wage and inflation and the cost of goods and everything that is happening.
Okay.
So at their peak hours of the day, say lunchtime, say it's from 11:30 to 1:30.
Mm-hmm.
They were going to charge more for their products.
So they would be more expensive at the highest demand times.
Yes. What do you think about that?
Well, here's the thing. There are businesses that, like a bakery or something that makes, all right, we're going to make 200 cupcakes or whatever. We're only open till 2.
Mm-hmm.
So they sell almost all their cupcakes and everything. And then that last 30 minutes, you go in there sometimes and they'll have 2 for 1.
Right.
Or, you know, whatever. Or you go to the...
happy hour.
Okay.
Sorry, I don't...
That's what pops into Allison's head. Or you go to the ball
happy
game
hour at the Blue
and,
Iguana.
You know, the hot dogs in the fourth quarter, maybe a dollar.
Yeah.
They were $3, $4 earlier in the game. So it's all about how you say it. What they should have said was, we're going to have prices, these are our prices, but in low times, we're going to make them cheaper.
Right.
Which would have been the same thing, but it wouldn't have been called price surging.
So everybody gets
it would have been price reducing.
Right.
Right.
Well, I don't know if it was truly just a rumor or if the, kind of like Doritos, if the blowback from it was so severe, they said... Actually, that we're not doing that. We've never considered doing that. But it was out in several publications that they were considering that. And, you know, this whole minimum wage inflation stuff, did you see what happened in California, too, where I guess Panera, some of the owners were huge donors to Gavin Newsom. And
yeah, they got an exception in the minimum wage law.
Yes.
I don't even know how that is. I don't know how that's even constitution. I mean, how that's just basically okay. But I guess it is.
Well, they've now had to go back. Panera said they're going to start paying $20 an hour, even though they don't have to, whatever.
What keeps them from going back to something else whenever the heat's off of them, whenever the media is not looking? Yeah. Or they could say, we're going to phase that in and never phase it in.
I just, the upper ivory tower people really mess with our lives. And what are the repercussions? Like, what can we do?
To them?
To them.
Well, number one, I do think people should notice how big a deal it is that California said, we're going to force everyone to pay minimum wage. Even mom and pop's sandwich shop has to pay this new $15 or $20 minimum wage, whatever they set it as.
I'm pretty sure it's $20.
But Panera doesn't have to. Just understand that our betters, the elites, are fine with saying, okay, Allison, you must do this. But Scott doesn't have to because Scott is my friend.
Mm-hmm.
You would think folks on the left would lose their minds. They're the ones who want to run around talking about, you know, equality and diversity and fairness. And we got to put this on the football field and that on the basketball court. We're going to put it on our helmets. We're going to wear shirts. We're going to be coaches that say, you know, it's going to say equality, everything fair, 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 fair. And then, no, not a word from the left. Why is the left? They should be burning half of California down. It purely shows that the elites want a set of rules for you and me and a different set of rules for them. And that is just the way it works. Another story from the state of Alabama. I was on a radio program years ago before I had my own.
I bet it was awful.
Being on there just as a guest.
Yeah, I mean, like, because Amy, Beth, and I and Sky weren't there. I bet it was
terrible. To keep it straight, it was awful. And I was talking about how many people use the tax code, and they don't realize that the tax code has these special exemptions for buddies and supporters. And they were like, no. And this lady calls. Again, possibly in another state, possibly not, who said that she knew for a fact that a United States senator had put in a bill in the United States, say it was an amendment to a bill, think it was probably put on in committee that makes it even harder to find and locate, or added it to the bill before the bill came up, and it said, if you do this kind of business, and you happen to be, and your headquarters is in this zip code, you don't have to pay this certain amount of tax or this certain tax. And it was to bail out or help a supporter of the senator.
Mm.
So everyone else in the country that made widgets had to pay taxes like everybody else. But if you were widget from 85639, I don't know what the zip code might be, you didn't have to pay. So he or she absolutely gave an advantage to this company in the tax code that other people didn't get. And it's knowing those kinds of things that may have radicalized me when it comes to, look, this is not a, you know, it's not a level playing field. We're not dealing with capitalism here. When the left gets all crazy about, oh, capitalism just exploits whoever. No, capitalism does not. Crony capitalism does. Allowing people to seek out their quote-unquote fair advantage is what messes the system up. And that's what we've done in this country.
So how do you, but again, I'm back to my question, like, what do we do? Because after this election, which I hope we'll get back to talking about, I don't have much trust that the people of Alabama or the people of America really follow or care about what's happening.
Right.
We are such, besides us and our listeners, we're the exception.
Right.
Most people don't pay attention to these things and they just don't care.
Right.
So.
Well, what's funny to me is when one of these things finally happens to them or they become aware of it, they'll call and raise Cain and they can't believe it. I'm like, we've been telling you this for years and years and years. We've been saying these things for years and years and years. People have been warning us about this for years and years and years. We didn't make up the term crony capitalism. The good old boy network. We didn't. That's been talked about. The cabal, any of those kinds of things. And then someone finally meets it head on. Their business is struggling. They can't compete against the guy in the next zip code for some crazy reason, and then they're like, I can't believe this. I'm like, it's not new.
Example of what is happening as we speak in Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
Birmingham Southern College. Mm-hmm. the state of Alabama is about to spend $30 million of taxpayer funding to bail out a private institution that cannot run its business properly.
Let me put this against another wall. How many businesses did the state of Alabama, how many families did they destroy during COVID? Mm-hmm. Who they say, we don't have any respect. That's not us. And then they will purposefully go and bail out a favored child because some of the legislators went there.
That's it.
Or their friends went there. And so we have to bail out a failing business. It doesn't matter if I love them or not. It's not the government's job to bail them out.
$30 million of your tax money is going to bail out.
Mm-hmm. And are you telling me another college? I've said it many, many times. Offer it to Hillsdale. Let's have a true conservative, God and country private institution in the state of Alabama.
But I'm thinking the opposite side. Like, how many other private institutions in Alabama are lining up to say, hey, we're struggling too. Hey, where's ours? This doesn't end well. And never mind that the Republicans had to change the law to get this to work because young Boozer, the treasurer, said we're not doing this. We're not taking on this
economically
risk.
Economically not smart.
We're not going to own property in Inslee. Okay. And now they're changing actually the code so that he can't make that decision anymore.
Which also
means because they didn't like his answer.
The person that they're giving the power to must have already agreed. Because wouldn't you check to see before you give it to somebody else? They didn't say, well, we'll let Scott Beeson make the decision.
And apparently the parents at Birmingham Southern, who have for a year been getting all the desperate emails of money, reach out, they're not getting them anymore, which tells me they know this is all going through.
That's a done deal.
Yeah.
But I promise you, if your business starts to go under, they will not come help you.
I mean, we could use some new equipment here.
We could. Can we get somebody call the senators? We need some new stuff. Sky needs some new stuff, a couple of new computers.
I need a new board.
Bigger screens.
Legit,
he needs a new board.
What is the difference?
Well, I mean, you know.
What's the difference?
We should.
Where does this end?
We should have had more senators on the show so they would have cared about what happens to us. Even if we have no listeners, that's the thing. If we have no listeners, they should bail us out and just basically keep us on the air.
Well, you got to understand, first of all, the incentive is to fail. You get rewarded for failure.
Okay? That's correct.
If you're productive and self-reliant and run a tight ship, you have to pay for the people
that's so true.
Don't. Okay, that's how it works. It's great.
So find another small college in Alabama. And I don't know who you pick. West Alabama is probably bigger than Birmingham Southern, but a small college, and see if the legislature would be all in on bailing them out. Probably not.
But why not? Because Jabbo Wagner didn't go there.
This one's special.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
maybe that's the reason.
Yeah.
Eric the Duck, welcome to the program.
Hey man, good morning.
Good morning, Eric.
Man, I tell you, you talk about a patient feller. I'm a patient feller.
You are patient. Look, it is our job to help people with patience because that is one of the, I think, fruits of the spirit.
Dr. Phil, I certainly do thank you for your time.
Dr. Phil.
Sorry, Eric the Duck, it's my fault. I've been gone for 3 days and I'm talking and getting really mouthy.
Everything went to hell in Dallas. You know, I mean, you go, but you take a little time off. I was scheduled to be off today, and lo and behold, I should have never answered that damn phone when I was on the phone with Sky. The phone rang, and lo and behold, 11:30 appointment. And the worst thing of it is, Scott, where the call is in a bad, bad yard. This people got two German Shepherds about 100 pounds apiece. I can't get it. Oh no, that ain't the worst of it. But you talk about the economy. Who is our U.S. House Speaker? Mike Johnson?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, what he should do, I wish there was any way possible to leave a message about the economy. Just go ahead and pour the damn speech and rip it up. Not like Pelosi did afterwards, after Trump. Go ahead and rip it up, because it doesn't do any good, because his itinerary is not going to mean any damn thing, because he's going to backtrack, stumble, and trip, and fall. And I hate to say that, but it is what it is. But you talk about the economy. By the way, I'd like to drink a... I know Lunchbox, he don't drink beer, but I drank one with him. I drank a beer and a cup of coffee, but whatever.
Yeah, you can drink one for me, too. Yeah.
I would. And Randall's my... I've designated my friend Randall as my personal attorney, because he's pretty sharp on a lot of things. So I got Lunchbox. But here's the thing. I went to Renfro a few days ago with a friend from up north. New York, actually. We bought 3 pounds of Zig. I know you guys have. I know Scott has, and I bet Scott has. You remember buying the 3 pound?
Eric, we got to take a break, brother. Sky's making us.
That's
we got to hold you over. Keep your train of thought. Don't lose it. Cooper, we see you there. We'll be back.
Luxury car prices and payments have hit an all-time high. But at Lexus of Montgomery, we have every new Lexus model in stock with low APR financing to save you thousands. Right now, take advantage of as low as 3.99% APR financing on your favorite new Lexus. You don't have to pay more to get the luxury vehicle you want. Pay less at Lexus of Montgomery. You deserve to drive a Lexus from Lexus of Montgomery.
Financing up to 36 months is $29.52 per 1,000 financed. With approved credit, ends 4/1/24.
Make 2024 the year you break away from the chain stores and join us here at Adams Drugs. We value your business and want to provide you the best customer service at the lowest possible price. We've been serving up excellent customer service here in the River Region for over 62 years.
I made the swap to Adams Drugs and I couldn't be happier. Having a job and then getting 3 kids to all of their activities keeps me busy. I don't have an hour to waste waiting on a prescription. At Adams, they know me and my family. I get in and out in minutes, and when I can't get by Adams, they'll bring the prescription right to my door.
What are you waiting for? Come in to Adams Drugs and let us earn your business. Our friendly and personal staff will talk with you and answer any questions you may have about your prescriptions. Your satisfaction is our number one goal. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest to you. Adams Drugs is your local independent Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Are you enjoying 1819 News? If so, consider joining 1819 News as a member. As a nonprofit news organization, we depend on the support of Alabamians like you. Memberships start out as little as $5 a month, and you'll get access to exclusive content only offered to our members. You'll be supporting independent journalism done by people who cherish Alabama values. Become a member today by visiting 1819news.com and clicking Become a Member. That's 1819news.com and click Become a Member today.
The Health and Wealth Show. The Health and Wealth Show. The show so nice, we said it twice. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. The Health.
Make it up, son. Joke's over, hey?
This is Jonathan with Oswalt's Apparel and Footwear in Prattville. With all that's changed in the last decade, I really thought that radio advertising was dead, but I was wrong. We opened our store during the pandemic, and we wouldn't have been near successful without advertising on Blue Water. Practically every day, someone comes in for the first time and tells us they heard about Oswalt's on the radio. I highly recommend advertising with Blue Water.
Radio works. It's as simple as that. Call us to find out how radio can work for your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now I feel like an airplane. Sky points and I turn. I must have left the mics on.
What?
Welcome back in, everybody. I may have mashed them twice. You got me freaked out on the third one. Since you're in the Amy Best spot, I have to turn you on instead of her on.
Just, Scott.
So there's so much to do. Because of my mind, I'm reading Joe Scarborough telling me how brilliant Joe Biden is.
What did we just... We only talked football, Joe Scarborough.
That was it. Football and Joe Scarborough in the break.
Okay. All
that's
right, good.
I had you covered in Montgomery. I don't know what they heard in Birmingham.
Okay.
Hopefully it wasn't bad. Let's go back to Eric the Duck, who wants to finish up his thoughts. Eric, welcome back in.
Hey, buddy, I'm going to make it quick. I don't even know if Scarborough even made it to the University of Alabama. I think he's an alumni, if I'm thinking. But regardless, I was at, earlier you were talking about the inflation, the price of buying groceries, man. I was at Renfro's. Friend of mine, being from upstate New York, he works with us, and he's never had, I know Scott has, a bologna and tomato sandwich, but you cut it yourself. You take the knife and you Ziegler, it's real good. You can the grill, I don't buy that stuff.
Oh, you get the big chunk of bologna? Yeah, absolutely. Put it on a smoker, right. Man, that's good too.
Oh, I haven't tried it. Now you give me an idea, but that'll be something that but anyhow, he's never tried it with wheat bread and take a little lettuce and tomato. And he's like, man, you can go to New York City. That's where he's from, Battery Park. He said, man, you can go down here in New York. And you can, I said, we don't go down New York. We go up there.
Right.
But anyway, I couldn't believe the 3-pound length of that Renfro's. I'm like to have freaked out. I was like, $40.
Has it really gone to $40, Eric the Duck?
For bologna?
Yes, it has. The big yes, it has. And I also went by just the price. Tyson boneless turkey breast.
Yeah.
Oh, I just kept walking. I mean, I don't care how much money you make. It's not a matter of whether you can afford it. It's a matter of how damn dumb you are to pay that price.
Well, they're going to squeeze us out of the meat market gradually so that their boy, Billy Gito, can start trying to sell us some lab-grown meat.
Hey, buddy, I'm eating grass right now. Hell, I done started pulling out clover out of the backyard.
Eric, you may think this, I'm not making this up. Yesterday, I went to walk before I worked out. See how I threw that in?
Wait,
I'm kind of like, what's that guy's name? Hannity. He's always talking about he's working out, MMA fighter or whatever.
You walked before you worked out?
Yeah, I actually ran some. Yeah. I ran some.
Hey, we still need to race.
Sprints. Yeah, we're going to race. But here's what I did. I took note of all the dandelions that are blooming and making the, because first I saw them because they were perfect little circles. But then I thought, you know what? If all heck goes in the handbasket, I'm going to remember where these are because you can eat the dandelion weeds.
That was
I didn't know that.
Things are getting bad, Scott.
I did not know that. But I'm just saying, hell, the price of meat stone went through the roof. And, when I looked at the price of the 3 pounds of that, I said, almost $40.
It's crazy, it is.
Keep it on the shelf. And I've got a meat cutter from Hobart when I work in a lot of these restaurants.
Uh-huh.
And I cut it myself. I cut it about a half inch thick. and throw a slice of big tomato on there and put a little bit of lettuce on there and set a Budweiser to the side. And there you have it. There's a meal.
You got it. Eric, I got a roll, buddy. Very good.
Y'all, we love y'all.
Thanks, buddy.
Let's go to
Cooper.
Eric,
Cooper says he's on topic, but I don't remember what the topic was.
That was 10 minutes ago. So.
Hey, Cooper.
Yeah, I've just about forgotten.
me too.
I didn't call about this, but don't eat the dandelions. That's where the bees get all their pollen.
Oh, well, I'm talking about if it's starvation time and we'll pull off some of those little green pointed leaves.
Anyway, Scott, how big was the check that your lobbyist sent to your senator to get those computers for you?
Well, it was a small investment compared to how much I saved on my taxes.
And you can't expect to be getting those computers. Didn't you, if I'm not mistaken, one time you worked in that brothel up on mm-hmm. Goat Hill?
I did.
That terrible
place.
You didn't learn
how the system works?
I did, and I testified to how it worked, and I ended up being the bad guy.
Yeah, you know I'm kidding you.
But, I know you are.
Money is the mother's milk of politics.
It is.
And unfortunately, it's going to be that way until we can, you know, change some laws, and I don't know if it'll ever happen when the crooks are in charge. But anyhow...
Here's what I think happens, Cooper. Here's what I think happens. You tell me if I'm wrong. There was a time in this country where it was probably a lot less, okay? I'm not saying it's totally, but you remember that story where Davy Crockett was running for re-election to Congress, and he goes out and he meets the guy out in the rural area, and the guy says he's not voting for Davy Crockett. I think it's Davy Crockett. Maybe Daniel Boone.
It
I can't remember which
good.
Is which.
Didn't they both wear hats?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
And the reason was he had voted to give, to like help somebody who's like the orphanage had burned down or something, which was, you know, a great reason to help somebody. But he told him, you know, that's not your role as a congressman. And that's just mm-hmm. wrong. Well, somewhere along the lines, somebody first said, well, you know, they need it. And then the next person said, well, you know, we really need that canal. And then, well, we really need that. And it just skyrocketed. And everybody just said, well, you know, to the next one. And here we are with millions of very wealthy people who owe their wealth to the government. But they'll tell me and you how much smarter they are than we are.
Oh, yeah, you're absolutely right. That's one of the problems one of the things that's wrong with Social Security. It started out as a savings program. Now mm-hmm. it does innumerable things.
Right.
Yeah, you're right. I don't know if there's an answer, but I'm enjoying the show.
Thanks, Cooper. We appreciate you, buddy. Let's go to Bill. Bill, welcome to the program.
Good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
So I've got a question before I pose my real question.
All right.
How far up the political ladder does a politician have to get before lobbyists start pursuing them?
Well, I'll put it this way. If you live in a growing area, your local mayor is oftentimes funded by the people who want to build subdivisions.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yep.
But what about city council, county commissioners?
It depends on whether or not that local entity can help them or make their lives easier in some way. So it goes down to a very low level, Bill. Hey, I got to take a break. If you want to stick with us, you can.
I got a big announcement on the other side.
And we have a big announcement, too. We'll be back.
It's Bill, the electrician, here to make your home burglar-proof. Oh, thank goodness. I thought maybe you were an intruder.
No, ma'am. I'm a burglar's worst nightmare.
If your house doesn't have sufficient outdoor lighting, it's a prime target for intruders. That's why you should call Crosby Electric today.
How's it going, Bill?
Just fine, ma'am. See, when your intruder trips this wire, it grabs him by the foot and hangs him upside down.
Really?
The experts at Crosby Electric will install lighting that not only discourages intruders, but also makes it safer for you and your guests to navigate around steps, pools, and other tripping hazards.
Bill, is that contraption safe?
Oh, sure. It's disarmed now, but...
Bill!
Like I said, I'm a burglar's worst nightmare.
I see.
You mind cutting me down, ma'am?
Avoid your worst nightmare. Call the outdoor lighting experts at Crosby Electric or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
What are you planning on using your tax refund on? With Southern Steel's strong, durable, and built-to-last metal structures, you can build anything from towering warehouses, pole barns, manufactured metal roof panels, or even a barn dominium. Save time and money with a quick turnaround and enjoy unmatched protection against the elements. Whether you're a business owner seeking efficiency or a homeowner looking for peace of mind, choose Southern Steel for a lifetime of security. Trust in quality. Visit them today and build your dreams in steel. 1295 North McDonough Street, 240-2223. Hey guys, are you looking for a professional and reliable tree service company in the Montgomery and surrounding areas? Well, check out the folks at Tree Masters. It's a name you know and trust. From pruning to full tree removal, they'll even help you remove your shrubs. They service all of Central Alabama, including Lake Martin and Lake Jordan. Call them for a free quote today at 334-676-3638. That's 334-676-3638. Tree Masters.
Have you ever heard the expression that if your feet hurt, you hurt all over? Anyone who has ever had foot pain knows that is a true statement. No matter what your age, you are likely to experience a foot problem at some time in your life. Would you see a dermatologist for your knee or a cardiologist for your fungal nails? The answer is no. The key to good medical treatment is to see the right specialist for your problem. As a podiatrist, I am trained to deal with any and all problems of the foot. I'm Dr. Brian Killey. Let me be the specialist for your feet. I treat all ages and problems. Bunions, hammer toes, ingrown nails, even corns. If it's in the foot, I treat it. You don't need a referral to see me, and I accept most insurance plans. If your feet are sore, walk through my door. Located near Baptist East, call 265-7585. That's 265-7585 for an appointment today. And remember, happy feet start here. Follow us on Facebook at Greenville Foot Care.
No representation is made as to the quality of podiatric services to be performed or as to the expertise of podiatrists performing such services.
Hey, Alabama, this is Frankie Bumps to tell you about Zaza Serious Italian. You know, we Italians eat like we're going to jail. You know why? Because we never know when we're going. Capisce? Our food is authentic peasant Italian made to order. Our pizzas are hands down the best. If you mention my name, Frankie Bumps, we'll take 30 cents off your bill. I'm a generous guy. Zaza Serious Italian, nobody eats better than us.
Zaza Serious Italian, a Montgomery tradition for more than a decade. In the alley, downtown.
ASC Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 4.75% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASC.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-77-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We're going to enjoy one more quiet, comfortable day before the next storm system arrives. So for today, I think we'll see a decent amount of sunshine, a little warmer, high temperature up to about 77, low tonight 57. Tomorrow, Friday, dry through the morning hours. Risk of showers begins in the afternoon, high in the mid-70s. Widespread rain and thunderstorms Friday night and through the overnight hours until Saturday morning. Risk of locally heavy rainfall amounts and also a severe weather threat. The rain clears out by noon on Saturday. Back to cool sunshine on Sunday with a high in the low 60s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Webb Bobo with Capital Tractor. We can't say thank you enough to every one of you who have made Capital Tractor one of the largest Kubota dealers in the U.S. It's because of you. We're honored, we're humbled, we're grateful. Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm choking to death. Welcome back into the program. Let's get back to Bill, who was very patient. Bill, we want to give you the last word.
Okay, I appreciate that. Well, here's what I really call to talk about, and y'all may have already talked about it. In Montgomery County, there were actually two amendments on the ballot. Have y'all heard about the second
one? No.
No. Yes. What was the second one?
Go ahead, Bill.
The second one was every 4 or 6 years, they had an amendment that came up, and this amendment is a special tax to help school system.
3.5 property tax, 3.5 mils, yes.
Okay.
So
Let me guess. They wanted you to vote to renew the tax and never have to vote on it again.
Well, not never have to vote on it again, but you don't have to vote on it for another 30 years.
Okay. Never in 30 is close. I can't believe that, even though it's the first thing that popped in my head.
At 67 years old, yeah, 30 is never. But here's what it means. As far as I know, all the schools in Montgomery County are Montgomery County schools. The city school is a county school. What this means is each year for the next 30 years, they get a minimum of $30 million a year.
Wait,
that doesn't surprise me. I'm surprised that 3.5 mils is only $30 million.
Well, $10 million of it goes to the Pike Road school system, and I think that is probably the largest school system that may not be a county school.
Okay. Usually those millage rate things are for every school system in the county, including the city ones, is the way it usually is. I don't know how it is in Montgomery. But the fascinating thing about that is that they decided they didn't want to have to renew it except once every 30-something years. I said that just because it just seems like that's what they would try to do now, and that's what they did.
And it passed.
Of course it did.
If you want to know how gullible Montgomeryans are, now you have the answer. But put this on your radar, because when you see school systems that accelerate into the atmosphere of success,
yeah,
see if Montgomery's on top of that list.
I'm going to win all of Sky's money he lost betting against us by betting that is not the case.
Who are you going to get to bet?
Yeah, well, that's true. You got to find somebody on the other side, don't you?
You know, the school systems here are kind of crazy. We have a lot of private schools here.
Yes.
Yep.
And in case you don't remember this, Montgomery City Schools were on probation for 4 or 5 years and just got taken off probation, I think, maybe a year, year and a half ago.
I'll give you another little secret, Bill. Go find the academic success rate for the schools while they were on probation and before they were on probation and after they got off probation. And I will just about bet you again, if you'll take the bet, that there's almost no difference. But somebody, some bureaucrat said, well, they're doing good enough. They're off. They're not doing hardly any better than they were before. Promise.
Well, and Montgomery's only paying 2 or 3 superintendents of education's continued.
Well, hey, don't go too far down that road, Bill, because the people that make the argument that roll all the school systems together and only have one central office and one superintendent, that has not worked anywhere that has been tried. Big school systems fail. I don't know why. But there's just no economy of scale, really, when it comes to school success. You might can buy books cheaper, if they bought books anymore, but the success does not correlate to in the same way. Bill, I appreciate you, brother.
Okay.
Let's go to Professor Bauer. Oh, no, you have an announcement.
Well, I have an announcement.
Are you pregnant?
Yeah.
Again?
How'd you know?
Congratulations.
I'm having quadruplets. No, I'm not pregnant, Scott.
Well, I mean, you've been on vacation. This is even, I don't know what y'all were doing.
Listen, this is an even better announcement.
Okay.
I am so excited because this takes me back to my childhood.
Okay.
57-year-old Mike Tyson.
Iron Mike.
Iron. Now, the ear biter was Evander Holyfield.
Oh, you're right. Yeah. What did Tyson do?
Well, I mean, he's just something. Insane.
Oh, okay. I thought he did some sort of crime. Okay. Didn't he go to prison?
No. Tyson bit somebody else's ear.
Did Tyson bite Holyfield's ear?
Yes.
Iron
right.
Mike, ear biter Tyson.
Yes.
I thought Holyfield.
He was the earless. He's earless Joe Holyfield.
What?
Earless Joe.
What'd you say?
Earless Joe.
Okay.
Ouch.
Okay. So, ear biter Mike.
Uh-huh.
I don't know why that sounds funny. Is going to fight 27-year-old Jake Paul.
Oh, they're having a fight.
On July 20th at AT&T Stadium in Texas, and it's going to be aired on Netflix.
All right.
And Colin Rogg tweeted this out, and it's got a video of Mike Tyson training.
He's scary.
Jake Paul might die.
Yeah. Yeah, see, there's your bet right there.
At 57. Do you know, I don't know where we're going to be on July 20th, but we're all getting together and we're going to watch this. Do you remember Mike Tyson's punch out?
I remember Mike Tyson.
The Nintendo?
We would just watch. No, I don't remember the game, but we would watch Mike Tyson. Of course, it didn't take long. You didn't have to spend a lot of time to watch Tyson fights.
Yeah, you just need to connect one time.
Hey, I need a. I'll be there in a minute. Yeah. Like, oh yeah, no, literally, I'll be there in a minute.
So exciting!
That is actually good. I don't keep up with boxing, but I will. I was going to watch the Elon Musk,
Zuckerberg
fight.
Yeah.
But this will be good.
I think this will be. Y'all need to go look up Colin Rogg and see the little clip he has of Tyson training. And I'm like,
it could be the most watched fight ever.
You think they sell out the stadium?
I think they sell out the stadium.
Wow.
Okay.
All right. And also prepare yourself for Netflix trying to do some sort of, you got to pay extra to get the fight or something.
Yeah. No, I'm sure you do.
Like
but
a pay-per-view.
You'll pay it.
We're coming to your house.
Yeah, I'll pay it.
Sure. Oh, that would require me that I actually go somewhere.
My house is fun.
Can you just hold up a camera to it, FaceTime it, and I'll just put it on my TV?
No, Scott.
Why? It'll be the same.
Scott, like, get out. Live a little. We're going to be...
All right, prepare myself for
It won't
July.
Be that far to travel.
It wasn't that long ago. It seems like we were all getting together and throwing parties to watch, pay-per-view Tyson fights.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, we're going to
And it was only probably 30 years ago,
yeah.
Guy.
Yeah, it was not too terribly expensive either at the time.
Well, it's about as long as that Montgomery tax is going to be on y'all.
Listen, we have 1 minute, and so we don't have time to get to our callers. I'm just going to make that call because I have a thought. I had a parent reach out to me this week, uh-huh. and say, I don't want my child to take the ACAP, the standardized test. Can we opt out?
Why?
She just doesn't want to give the government her information, which apparently there's no way you can opt out. But I started thinking.
Okay.
If we need more money, because failing schools get all the money.
Mm-hmm.
Tell everybody to fail the test.
Hey, that's true.
There's no incentive to do well, except the state thinks they're doing really well. And then you don't get any money. It's like what Sky was saying.
And if you fail, you can transfer.
Yeah.
That's not a bad plan.
I'm going to pull
my
comment. What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please, give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
David Little, Tucker Pecan. Things are changing in Tucker. They're moving to a new location. Here's, I don't think David's here. I think Foster's here.
Yes, it's Foster Grom. I am here. David, he's out moving stuff for the new location, which is located at 135 Mulberry Street, which is absolutely wonderful. So we are going to be moving over there. And, you know, David has been working really hard trying to get everything moved. And they will be moved over and have all their candies and all their things they sell over at Tucker Pecan. They're going to have them over there on Mulberry Street. They might even surprise you. They're talking about having maybe some casseroles and some chicken salad, pimento and cheese, all kinds of things. They're working on all kinds of wonderful new things. You know, they'd make Jenny jump up, scream, and holler. So that's what we're doing at Tucker Pecan. And you know what? They're going to be moving for long. So, you know, you call the same number, 262-4470, and you can get them at Tucker Pecan, or you can email them at sales@tuckercon.com.
In Alabama, more than 200,000 of our friends and neighbors are living without health coverage. Often folks can't stay healthy enough to keep their jobs. We need to fix this. Contact Governor Kay Ivey and let her know. Now is the time to close the coverage gap and cover Alabama.
Paid for by the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network.
This is Jacob with Best Pro Services. We are locally owned and operated, and we are proud to be a top 15 small business in the state of Alabama. We specialize in pest, mosquito, and termite control, and we would love to earn your business. Give us a call for a free inspection and estimate, 265-9990, 265-9990. Or you can visit us on the web at ppsriverregion.com or find us on Facebook at Pest Pro Services. When you want to know, call a pro, Pest Pro Services.
Mow like a pro with Hustler Turf Zero Turn Mowers. They engineer their mowers to be maintenance and service friendly for the everyday homeowner while not sacrificing the build and cut quality they're known for. From the heavy duty frame to the welded steel deck to their trademark smooth track steering, Hustler Turf Zero Turn Mowers deliver professional grade cut quality for a perfectly manicured lawn. Why don't you stop by and see Dietzville Ace Hardware? See the Hustler difference for yourself today. Dietzville Ace Hardware on US 31 just north of Prattville, or Google Dietzville Ace Hardware for more information.
This is Major General Mike Summerall, former Adjutant General of the Alabama National Guard, urging the Alabama State Legislature to pass the Veterans Access to Care Bill. Both VA medical facilities and private clinics are failing our veterans, who are dying by suicide at twice the rate of non-veterans and experiencing opioid overdoses in increasing numbers. This legislation will give veterans and their families access to specialized care they need and deserve.
Paid for by the Alabama Council of Chapters Military Officers Association of America Mobile.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Tall and she grew up right with them Indiana boys on an Indiana night.
We are back, everybody. Alabama Unfiltered Radio. Not a lot of time before we get to the third half of the show. Let's go to Professor Byron P. Democritus. Professor, welcome to the program. It looks like someone is trying to get y'all's money up in Birmingham.
What? Yes, Mr. Beeston, they are trying to get our money. You know, we are the most liberal college in the state of Alabama. And that means we don't have to worry about DEI because we don't have to have it. We're already included over here. Now, here they have, they took our $30 million, so we're starting another program because it turns out that the legislature does more democratic things that we like over here at the university. Marijuana, gambling, handing out $30 million. We couldn't do any better than to have them. So we have determined that in the future to get this money, all we've got to do is change our own policies about scholarships and incentives to get people over here, we're going to look at who might become legislative people and have them become our alumni. Are you following me there?
That's a very good idea, Professor.
Yes,
very good.
We will get that future money. It'll be about $60 million. It may take us a while. And we are calling it. Are you ready for this, Lady of Liberty, there, Allison?
I'm ready.
Help achieve negotiations determining outlandish, unlimited tender handout.
It's what we do best in
that
Alabama.
That is what the Alabama legislature does, handouts.
Yes, and we're gonna have DEI. It's going to be developing economic incentives through getting alumni to come. Well, we get all that money. We get gambling. We get marijuana. Everything that the liberals want, they give it to us anyway. Y'all have a great day.
Thank you, Professor.
He was fired up. I can hear it in his voice today.
He's actually kind of right about it. I mean, just get some legislators, future legislators over there, make them alumni, and then you might get your money.
Mm-hmm.
What was the out part? It did mean handout, but...
Unlimited?
Yes.
Outlandish and unlimited?
Yes. What was the T, though? Treasuries?
Treasures.
Handouts. Yes. Clark, welcome to the program.
Hey, Scott. Hi, Allison.
Good morning.
Hello.
I don't know if I can do State of the Union in 2 minutes, Scott. We might have to carry me over.
We might. We'll see how entertaining you are.
Well, here we go.
No pressure.
I promise no entertainment, Scott. I might bum you out. So, you know, with Red Top, you were talking about inflation. You mentioned crony capitalism and then mercantilism. Now, George Soros has spent how many millions of dollars on district attorneys to further his agenda? A bunch.
You've already mentioned
Bill Gates, yes. And you mentioned Bill Gates. And he's spending tons of money to influence regs on both vaccinations and food production in order to increase the demand for his products and increase his bottom line.
Correct.
How much money has Zuckerberg spent? Hundreds of millions of dollars to influence the makeup of election board. Scott, we live in an oligarchy right now. We criticize Russia for the influence their oligarchs have, but we got a beam in our eye. We live in an oligarchy, and the oligarchs use collectivism as a tool.
You're exactly right.
Why do they use that as a tool? Why do they use it as a tool? Because there's never been a system that's concentrated power in the hands of the very few as effectively as collectivism. Royals over the feudal system did not enjoy as much power as the elites do in collectivism. We live in a time when the supposedly regulated are regulating the supposed regulators to their benefit and the elimination of their smaller competitors. And that's the state of our union.
You're right on, Clark.
Excellent work.
That actually
makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
We need to cut that out. And
you don't have
save
to watch
it.
The idiot tonight.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate you, Clark. So the State of the Union's tonight, huh?
It's tonight.
Yeah.
Senator Katie Britt will be giving the response.
Yay.
Try not to be so enthusiastic. Come on.
How many drugs are they giving the person they made president? I mean, he is going to be amped up tonight.
Remember Beavis and Butthead?
Yeah. That'll be him. We'll be back.